Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Midget of Broken Spur. In the early days of our West, great shipments of gold were sent via the railroads. Naturally, there were many bad men with numerous schemes who tried to rob the railroads of their precious cargo. By far the most ingenious of these schemes came from the mind of a tiny, perfectly formed man weighing only 32 pounds, a midget. His innocent, childlike face and voice belied the vicious cunning and treachery in his brain. His name, appropriately enough, was Little Sam. As our story opens, the two guards on the mail car of the train to Broken Spur go about their business with no suspicion of the death that is close at hand.
We carrying much gold in the mail car on this run, Will?
Yeah, Jake. About 18,000. We'll get rid of 8,000 at Broken Spur Junction.
Yeah, the train don't stop there.
I know. Pay for Clem Raleigh's miners. He sent somebody to the junction, and I tossed the money out through the window to him.
Ain't that kind of risky, throwing money around like that?
No. Clem and the railway company's got signals. The hombre he sends wears a red neckerchief, and he shoots his gun 4 times. Too fast, too slow.
And all these mail car robberies that's been going on, I'll sure be glad to get rid of that much anyhow.
Oh, stop worrying, will you? There ain't been no robberies on this line yet.
But there is to be one, gentlemen. Put your hands up in the air, please.
Where'd that voice come from?
I don't see nothing.
Gentlemen, your hands.
There he is. It's a little man.
Yeah, a midget. And look at the gun he's holding. It's a midget gun.
This is a Derringer pistol. However, I can assure you the bullets are men-sized.
Well, what do you want?
The gold shipment. The $18,000 in gold shipment.
How'd you get in this mail car anyhow?
It makes no difference whether you know or not, since neither of you is going to live to tell about it. At the last town, the sack was mailed. I was in it.
Give me that gun.
You killed him. Will's dead.
I suggest that you do as I say, or...
Sure. Whatever you want.
Here, catch this mail sack. Put the gold in it.
Sure. There, I guess that's all of it.
Now place the bag on that ledge beneath the window.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Now move that stool over to the window.
How's that? Reckon you're going to climb out the window.
Your deductions are correct. Stand away from the window.
This far enough?
That will do. I am capable of climbing up on this stool. Now, you step over there. And from here, I can carry on without your help, thank you. All right, Bruno. Right up alongside the train.
Here I am, Little Sam.
Here, catch the mail sack.
I got it, Little Sam.
All right, Bruno. When I get through the bars on this window, lift me down to the horse, but be more gentle this time. Now.
Was that easy enough, Little Sam?
Yes, Bruno. Is he waiting with the medicine show where I told him to?
Sure, Little Sam. That's where we're headed right now. Over to that clump of trees.
I can see the wagon and the team.
Hey, Sam. Here I am.
Yes, I can see.
Whoa there.
How big a loop did you get?
It's here in the mail sack.
How much, Sam?
I overheard the guards say 18,000.
Did you kill the guards, Little Sam?
Now, you know I never leave eyewitnesses, Bruno.
You sure have all the fun, Little Sam.
Lift me down from this horse, Bruno.
Sure, I'll lift you down, Little Sam. Anything you say.
Now, careful.
There you are, Little Sam. I'd do anything you tell me, because I like you. You're a little man with lots of brains, and I'm a big man what ain't too smart. We make a good pair, huh, little Sam?
You big ape, we sure do make a good pair. You and me.
You two going to stand there gabbing all day, or are we going to get going?
Don't you mix in when me and little Sam is talk.
Fever's right, Bruno. Let's get going. We won't even have time to set up the medicine show at Broken Spur. There's another gold shipment going through.
You gonna kill some more guards, little Sam?
Well, of course, Bruno. Or anyone else who gets in my way.
Cisco.
Eh?
How much farther to Broken Spur Junction?
According to Senor Clem's directions, it should be just up around this bend in the trail, Pancho.
Cisco think we'd be there in time to meet the train?
Oh, si, Chico. We have plenty of time.
Why Senor Clem not send one of the hombres who had work for him to pick up the money, Cisco?
Senor Clem told me about the train robberies that have been going on, Pancho.
Huh?
He was afraid something might happen to his payroll.
Can't you hear about the train robberies too, Cisco? But they're not happening in this part of the country.
Senor Clem has heard more recent news than we have. The last robbery was on a railroad 160 miles from here.
Cisco, imagine if he heard that money be robbed and the guards be killed and the mail train still be locked. How the can was, Cisco?
Well, I intend to find out, Chico, after we do this favor for Senor Clem. I hear the tracks now, Pancho.
Well, Pancho hit the train.
Si, Pancho. Better stop here. Hold up. Ho, ho.
Oh, logo, stop here, logo, ho. Cisco, already Pancho and remember the signal Senor Clem tells you to give the railway guards.
Well, this red neckerchief I am wearing is part of the identification.
Oh, that's what Pancho remember. What Pancho forget is with the guns.
Senor Clem said for me to fire four shots.
Four shots?
The first two rapidly, the second two farther apart.
Pancho hope you're right, Cisco, because Pancho see the bars of the mail car now.
I will signal the guards.
Well, the mail car getting close.
You ready to catch the money sack when the guards throw it?
Huh?
Well, we're right alongside the train. Up, Devil, come on.
Go, Lobo. Alongside the train. Here's the car now. But the guards not throw nothing, Cisco.
No, and I do not see the guards either. Hold them.
Hold, Lobo, hold, Lobo, Pancho, you know what the trouble, Cisco? Do not shoot the gun right for the signal.
I hope you are right, Pancho. Because if I did give the correct signal, there's only one other thing that could be wrong.
What?
Those train robbers are working in this territory, and the guards in the mail car are dead.
No.
Come, Pancho. Let us ride to Birkin Spur and find out which it is. Up, Dale, come on.
Go, Lobo. Go now. Go.
All the commotion, Hodges.
There's been a holdup of the mail car, Sheriff.
Well, let's talk to the guards. Hodges, you're the deputy. Bring the guards here.
They're dead, Sheriff.
They were shot.
Well, let's get in the mail car and have a look.
Can't get in, Sheriff. Door's locked from the inside.
How do you know the guards are dead?
I looked in through the bars on the window.
And whoever killed them must still be in there.
No, they ain't, Sheriff.
Yeah, what? How do you know?
I was a passenger on the train. I seen the two that did the shooting.
Don't seem likely to me, Sheriff, that them two guards could have been killed from the outside of the train.
I saw them riding right alongside the mail car.
Listen, Hodges. Yeah. This man here said he saw the hombre who did it. And all these others agree. That's the way it must have happened. You go get the mail car open.
All right, Sheriff, but it don't seem likely to me.
And now, tell me just what happened.
Well, just as we come to Broken Spur Junction, I seen these two waiting by the side of the tracks, and one of them started shooting.
Can you describe them?
Yep, one of them was fat. The other hombre was big, dressed in black and wearing a red neckerchief.
Could you identify him if you saw him again?
I sure could, Sheriff.
Mail car's open, Sheriff.
Then I'll go.
Here come those killers now, Sheriff.
Are those the hombre you saw do the shooting?
That's them, the fat one, the big one in black.
Let me your guns, Hutt. Come on, now. Hey, in the name of the law, you two are under arrest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what did you say, Senor Sheriff?
Like the Senor Sheriff say, we under arrest.
That's right. You're under arrest.
What, Senor Sheriff?
Drop your guns.
But we not do nothing wrong.
Why are you arresting us?
You know why. Killing those two train guards.
Killing the train guards?
Are you going to drop those guns or will I have to shoot you?
Now listen to me, Sheriff. I am sure that these killings were done by the train robbers.
Get moving. The Sheriff says you're guilty, and you are.
Now don't worry, Cisco. You and your partner ain't going to be in jail long.
Well,
And Barnes like to stay in the jail.
Yep. The way we punish murders in this county is by hanging.
Here comes Sheba now, little Sam.
We'll find out what was happening at the train, Bruno.
Oh, holy boy, whoa.
Did they find the dead guards, huh, Sheba?
Yeah, but that ain't all they found.
What else could they find? I left no clues.
They sure didn't. They're putting two other hombres in jail.
But little Sam's the one that done it.
That ain't what the passengers on the train say. They claim they saw these two hombres shooting at the mail car at the junction.
Of course. That would be the two messengers from Clem Raleigh's mine the guards were talking about.
They ain't no ordinary messengers. It was a Cisco kid and his partner.
I heard about Cisco. He thinks he's strong. But he ain't never met Bruno. Why, I take him
Bruno,
and I...
Bruno, you have just given me an idea.
I did, little Sam?
What kind of an idea, Sam?
We're not going to let Cisco and his partner stay in jail. We're safe from the robberies we've already committed. But if we wish to remain in business... Cisco can do us no good in jail.
You mean we're going to use him, Sam?
How are we going to do that, little Sam?
Tonight, Bruno, you will go to the jail and help Cisco and his partner escape.
I'll rip the bars right out of the window and then I'll...
You will bring them back here to the show wagon.
I get it, Sam. If the sheriff's hunting for them too, he won't be looking for us.
That's right, Siva.
Well, I thought maybe you was going to let me kill him, little Sam. I take my hands and
He must dispose of Cisco and his partner so the sheriff will never find them. And, Bruno, since it will make you happy, you can kill them.
We must try to get out of here, Pancho.
But how, Cisco, how?
No one can see now that it is dark. I will try to bend these bars.
Pancho, help, Cisco.
See, Chico, perhaps if we both try...
Looks like you two are having trouble with them bars. You better let Bruno do it.
Santo Cisco, who that big giant hombre?
Who are you, senor? Why should you want to help us?
First, I'll get you out of this tin can calaboose. Then you'll find out why I want to help you. Yep, you sure will find out.
And if Cisco and Pancho do go with Bruno, they will find out that his offer of help means death. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Midget of Broken Spur. In a daring robbery of a mail car, Little Sam, the midget, killed two guards. He escaped from the car with $18,000 in payroll money through the aid of his giant henchman, Bruno. Cisco and Pancho were mistaken for the killers of the two guards, and the sheriff immediately put them into jail. Plotting their death, Little Sam sent the giant Bruno to help Cisco and Pancho escape from jail. Now,
there. Just a little more, and I'll have these bars bent.
Madre mia, Cisco, that hombre is strong. That's the strongest hombre Pancho ever seen.
I ask you again, hombre, why are you helping Pancho and me to escape from jail?
I ain't supposed to tell you, and I ain't gonna. Either you come with Bruno and no questions, or Bruno leaves you here to hang.
Pancho not like to hang. Pancho go with you, Senor Bruno.
Very well, Senor Bruno. I will go with you also.
All right, then I'll let you out. I take these bars and pull them apart. Harder, harder.
Cisco, that hombre bend the bars far enough for Cisco and Pancho to get out.
Gracias, senor.
Are you coming out?
Si, senor Bruno. Come, Pancho, let us get out of this jail.
Now, Pancho, try. Cisco, Pancho gets stuck.
Right, get you out of there, Pancho. I grab you like this and...
Madre mia. Did you not call the breed out of Pancho?
Here, Pancho, let me help you out.
Gracias, Cisco. Where we go, Senor Bruno?
This way. You two walk in front of me.
But you carry no gun, senor. What makes you think we will do as you say?
You do like I say or I'll bash your face in.
I do not think so, hombre.
I'll show you.
You are strong, hombre, and you throw a good punch. But I do not think you will land a blow like that again.
Stand still a minute. Hey,
keep out of his
fist.
Let him hit you with those big fists.
I'm staying out of his way, Pancho, except when I find an opening like this. And this.
You shouldn't have done that. I'm going to kill you when I get you.
First, you'll have to get me. And this, together with this.
Now, Cisco.
Cisco, look out.
These fingers around your throat are going to choke the life out of you.
Not while I still have strength to grab the little finger of your hand and twist it.
Not let him get another hold on you.
Now, hombre, this Indian wrestling hold. Drop to the ground, will you? Flip you over my head like this.
Cisco, you all right?
We'll be in just a moment, Pancho, as soon as I catch my breath.
Oh, Pancho, never see Cisco have such a hard fight. Yeah. That big Bruno got the strain of 10 hombres.
It seemed more like 20 while I was fighting him.
But Cisco beat him. Cisco always beat the bad hombre what fight with him.
Come, Pancho, let us get out of here.
Pancho don't understand why that big Bruno fight with Cisco.
That fight was not all his doing, Pancho.
No?
I had no intention of letting that Bruno hombre take us where he wanted to.
Where he wanted to take us, Cisco?
Pancho, I am sure that Bruno and whoever sent him had a hand in robbing the mail car of that train.
But if that's true, why those hombres get Cisco and Pancho out of the jail?
So they could kill us.
Huh?
That would give them a perfect alibi.
But how that could be, Cisco?
They want the sheriff to continue to think that we are the train robbers.
Oh, now, Pancho, see. Then every time they rob another train, the blame be put on Cisco and Pancho.
See, that is right, Chico. Only they are not going to get away with it.
How we can stop them, Cisco, when we not know them and the sheriff not help us?
We will let them fall into the trap they set up themselves.
How, Cisco? How?
You will see, Pancho, when we get to the railroad station. Those killers have committed their last murder.
You ain't as big as I thought you were, Bruno. If Cisco can beat you up the way he did.
Well, I'm still big enough to bust you in half, Siva.
Shut up, both of you. What happened to Bruno couldn't be helped. It's too bad the Cisco kid and his partner escaped, but what's done is done.
You going ahead with your plan to rob the train leaving Broken Spur tonight, Sam?
Of course I am. You and Bruno will pack me in the mail sack as usual and see that I get aboard the mail car.
I'll do it, little Sam. Someday I'll bump into that Cisco again and I'll kill him. I ain't never hated nobody like I hate him.
You're going to bump into Cisco sooner than you think, Bruno.
You know where he is, little Sam?
Yes, he's looking for us. He doesn't know who we are, but he wants to find out.
That's obvious, Sam. Even I can see that.
Yeah, little Sam. Me too. I know that.
What neither of you have figured out is what Cisco will do about it.
What did you figure out, little Sam?
That Cisco and his partner will be on the next mail car that leaves Broken Spur.
Oh, that don't make sense, seeing as how they're wanted by the law.
Cisco is smart enough to know we'll try our stunt again. Since he's under suspicion, he'll try to catch us, to clear himself.
Only you'll fool him. You won't be there, will you, little Sam?
I'll be there, right in the mail sack. And Bruno, you'll be with me. Hidden in the big trunk we're shipping on the mail and express car.
It's risky, but I think it'll work. Yep, we've got a perfect setup from now on. If you can do away with the Cisco kid and his partner.
Pancho, afraid we're in bad troubles now, Cisco.
We are, Pancho, unless my hunch proves to be right.
Pancho, think it better if Cisco knock out both those mail car guards.
I had to, Pancho, so that we could take their place here on the train.
But that sheriff from Broken Spur and his deputy must have found them by now. And they'll be on our trail too, Cisco.
I know they will. And I am counting on my hunch that the mail car bandidos will make an attempt to rob the gold the train carries on this run.
But if that big Bruno and the other bandidos not show up, then Cisco and Pancho go to the jail for a long, long time.
This is the only chance we have to prove our innocence and capture those bandidos.
Pancho, wish you know how those bandidos get inside a locked mail car.
Perhaps we will find out before this day is over.
You never spoke a truer word, Cisco.
You never spoke... Cisco! Where'd that voice come from?
Right here, Pancho, by the big trunk.
Cisco. He's a little boy. He got a gun.
He is not a little boy, Pancho. Hmm? He's a midget.
A midget?
No, Pancho, a midget.
So, you are the one who's been robbing these mail cars and killing the guards.
Now, Pancho, understand how those bandidos robbed the locked mail cars. The little midget climbed to the bars of the window.
I'm glad you figured it out for yourselves. It was clever of you, Cisco, to deduce that I would rob this car.
Now, Cisco, we capture this hombre. We prove we're not the guilty ones.
You're forgetting about this gun in my hand.
Cisco shoot the gun from the midget's hand. Cisco, where'd you get the gun?
I took it from one of the guards when I tied him up. Now, Senor Midget, step out of the mail sack and come over here.
Guess I'll have to, Cisco. But I'll need some help.
Here, Pancho, hold this gun.
Pancho, hold it, Cisco.
I see the big hombre who is your partner packed cotton around you in this sack before he mailed it.
Now, Bruno, come out of the trunk.
It's Bruno again, Cisco. And this time...
Oh, you still want more fight, hombre, eh?
Yes, Cisco. Yes. Can you make a bit glad to tip you?
Get him, Bruno. I've got his leg.
Get my hands on you, Cisco.
Come here, you little hombre. Pancho,
I said
you.
I'd get my hands on you someday.
You, but not for long. You know what happened the other time we fought?
I can punch, too.
Cisco! Cisco, get up! Get up before that Bruno hombre trump on you!
He'll murder your face. He'll finish
not
you.
While I can twist your leg, you coyote!
Now, get up, you coyote. I'm going to finish you once and for all.
That's what you think!
There's only one thing left for me to do. This! And this! And there!
Santo Pancho, never see Cisco so mad.
It takes care of this, coyote. Hold that little bandido, Pancho, while I tie this one up.
Pancho, do more than hold this little hombre, Cisco.
Put me down. Put me down on the floor, I say.
The law will take care of both these hombres, Pancho.
But first, Pancho, take care of this little midget. You're a bad little hombre. Pancho, put you over his knee and...
What?
Never seen the likes of it before, Cisco. When my deputy and me found the two guards tied up, we pegged you and Pancho for the killers. Certain sure.
Well, I'm glad that Pancho and I were able to prove you wrong, Señor Sheriff.
Pancho, I think one little midget could make so much trouble.
That spanking you gave him, Pancho, saved us a lot of trouble. He told us where to find that Seaver hombre right quick when I said you'd spank him again if he didn't.
Pancho, I want to hurt that little hombre, Señor Deputy. That spanking learn him, he not such a big bandido.
You know, Sheriff, Pancho and I still have a mission to accomplish.
What's that, Cisco?
Well, we got mixed up in this affair because we were after the payroll money of our friend, Señor Clem Raleigh.
Oh, I plumb forgot to tell him, Sheriff. Clem came a-looking for you after you broke out of jail. And he told me and the sheriff we was as loco as a ringtail ragoon singing in a willow wallow tree for thinking you two was bandits.
Cisco knows who made a mistake, Hodges.
See, that is right, so let us forget about it. Well, Sheriff, as soon as we collect that payroll money, Pancho and I will be on our way.
Oh, didn't I tell you, Cisco? All the money we recovered from Little Sam and his partners was turned back over to the railroad.
Clem said he wanted you and Pancho to pick up his share of it at Broken Spur Junction, like you were supposed to do before.
You mean he wants us to use that same signal on the red neckerchief on the gunshots?
Yeah. Yep, I guess that's what he meant, Cisco.
Oh, no, Cisco, please. If Pancho got to go through that same business with the midgets and giants, Pancho end up singing in a willy wally tree.
Si, Pancho.
You know, Pancho glad to get away from that train. Pancho doesn't like trains too much.
To tell you the truth, Pancho, neither do I. I much prefer to be riding Diablo out on the open prairie.
Pancho rather be riding Loco out on the open prairie, too.
Si. Tell me, Pancho, why were you examining those barrels so carefully at the station back in Broken Spur?
Pancho look at those barrels because Pancho look for an answer.
Well, did you find the answer, Chico?
Si, Pancho find the answer.
The answer to what, Pancho?
And Pancho asked Cisco the question. See if Cisco know the answer.
Very well, amigo. Now tell me, what is the question?
Cisco, tell Pancho what you fill a barrel full of to make it lighter.
Well,
I am not sure. I don't know. I don't know, Pancho. Tell me, what do you fill a barrel full of to make it lighter?
To make a barrel lighter, Cisco, fill it full of holes.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Up, loco! Gona, gona, loco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.